Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Open University presents Education at Your Doorstep, a program of learning for everyone.
Well, listeners, we now bring you a lesson from English Foundation course. The title is The Indian Crowds. Here in this unit, Indian Crowds, the author Niraj C. Chaudhary brings about the contrast between the English people and the Indians in their public behavior.
What does the author say about the public behavior of the English?
The author says that the English people are, in general, known for their reserved nature. Even in the most crowded streets of London, it is very quiet. Unending streams of people will be going along Oxford Street, and one can hear no sound or bustle. The English people going into underground trains look like a long line of ants going into ant holes. Even in the trains, they keep themselves busy reading newspapers. They do not pick up any conversation whatsoever with the next person. They just mind their own business and do not show any curiosity in others.
How do they behave in clubs and restaurants?
Even in the clubs and restaurants, the author found similar silence. He heard no loud conversation across the tables. Even if any foreigner tries to make any conversation, he is stopped very politely without making him feel any offense.
What contrast of the public behavior of the Indians does the author picturize here?
The author says that we Indians are in the habit of making conversation not only with the known people but also with the strangers. It may be in the buses, trains, at the bus stops, in the marketplaces, in the restaurants and in clubs. The restaurants and clubs will in fact be buzzing with noise and beaming with conversation. Not only people talk of public affairs, but also get into unnecessary private details, sometimes very embarrassing to the people involved. The author gives many examples of passengers in Delhi buses and picturizes their behavior in public.
Why does the author choose Delhi buses as example? Does he think what is seen in Delhi buses is a common feature to any bus journey anywhere in India?
The author is particularly qualified to give the example of Delhi buses because he happened to travel by buses in Delhi for over 15 years. He feels that buses and trains are the places wherein one can observe the public behavior of any nation. His experience with his fellow travelers was quite illuminating. The bus journey exposes one to a humorous comedy of Indian life if one has an eye to observe the peculiarities of Indian behavior. What is seen in Delhi buses is only a reflection of what happens in buses all over in India.
Can you give a few humorous examples which the author states from the behavior of the passengers in Delhi buses?
The author says in North India, people find it difficult to keep steady in moving buses. So, some of them take the support of other people's bodies to maintain the balance. They even put their arms around a fellow passenger with the fear of falling down. If anybody objects to such an action, the person involved in such an action will get offended and he will even say, I quote, "What harm is there in it? You are not a woman." In the bus, if a passenger does not wear a watch and wants to know the time, he will simply twist the other man's wrist to look into his watch instead of asking what time it is. The author says that his wrist was twisted many a time. That was his personal experience. In the buses, people cut jokes loudly and laugh wildly and heartily. They question others about their embarrassingly personal affairs and habits. Once a stranger remarked about the large solar topi the author was wearing on his head. He said it was heavier than the wearer's whole body. The author smartly retorted, saying that his topi was not any bigger than the turban the other man was wearing.
The author commented that the buses are also full of conversation, even on embarrassingly private or personal topics. Can you please give some examples of embarrassingly private conversation mentioned in the unit?
Yes. On one summer day, the author was travelling in a Delhi bus. He was wearing a collar and tie, which gave him irritation at the back of his neck, and he started jerking his neck for relief. One passenger asked him whether it was a habit or a disease. The author could not at first catch the point. The man mimicked his jerk, and then the author understood and said in an embarrassed manner that it was a habit. On another occasion, at a Delhi bus stage, the author was waiting for a bus. A stranger reached there along with his family. After the initial inquiry whether he could take a bus from there for Red Fort, he started telling about himself and his family. He introduced his family members to the author. He then said that he had come to the capital from a village on a lawsuit. He said his father had brought home his concubine after he lost his wife. The sons objected to such an action on the part of their father. Then father got wild and threatened to disinherit all of them. So they all came to Delhi to file a suit against their father. All this personal information from a stranger was not at all necessary to the author, but he had to bear with it all. The villagers did not stop there. He wanted the address of the author, saying that he would like to send him some mangoes from his grove as he was a good to him. The author was totally surprised at this gesture. Meanwhile, his bus arrived at the stage and he escaped further embarrassment.
What are the strange habits of the fellow passengers that the author happened to mention in this unit?
The author observed in Delhi buses that fellow passengers do not snatch your paper away wholly, but they take the pages you are not reading and distribute among themselves to read. But they remember to give you back your pages when you are getting down. If you are carrying any books in your hand, someone or other is sure to snatch it out of curiosity. Once the author was holding Gita in his hand, the passenger next to him pulled it from his hand, but he did not let it go. The passenger got angry with him and said, I quote, "You have got a holy book in your hand and you are all behaving like this. I don't want your book." Of course, that is exactly what the author wished for.
The author says that the passengers also help each other at times. How do they do it?
The fellow passengers help one another in directing how one reaches a particular destination. Very often, the conductor or the driver cannot help in such matters. Moreover, they contradict each other. Once the author had only 1 rupee coin with him, which the conductor refused to accept, saying it was a bad coin. The author did not appeal to the public opinion, which is often the case in such matters in the buses. But a fellow passenger took the coin from the author and agreed with the conductor that it was a bad coin, but exchanged it for a rupee note, and the author was thus saved from awkward position. The author was amazed at the help of the passenger and his quick response.
The author says that in Delhi buses, there were quarrels not only between a passenger and another, and between a passenger and the conductor, but also between the conductor and the driver. Please give an example of it as described by the author.
The author happened to witness a quarrel between the conductor and the driver of a bus. They even came to blows. Then the driver got down angrily and went off into Edward Park to lie down on the grass. All the passengers entreated him to come back. Then only he came back to drive the bus again.
Will you summarize the ideas of Neerad C. Chowdhury as projected in this unit?
Neerad C. Chowdhury describes the Indian public behavior as a human comedy. He says that we Indians are loud and generous in the public, but in our private relationships, we can be very cold to others. This sort of behavior we do not see in the English people. That is why we are put off with the silence of the English in public places and call them dreary and dry. The author does not, however, appreciate our loud public behavior. He does not like us poking our noses into others' affairs and tell others in detail our private matters, especially to the strangers, as they will not have any interest in our affairs and they need not understand our problems. He does not want us to be cold when the other person needs our help, our advice and warmth. He does not want us to make use of others' property, whether it is a newspaper or a book, as our property, and cause inconvenience to others. He expects us to have restraint on our public behavior and not to take things, places and people for granted. We may not be as formal and reserved as the English people, but we certainly need to change our public behavior.
The Indian crowds. That was a lesson brought to you from English Foundation course.
చదువుకు వయస్సుతో నిమిత్తం లేదు, జ్ఞానామృత భాండానికి తరుగే లేదు. జ్ఞానం మానవుని ఉన్నత అవసరాల్లో ఒకటి. ఉన్నత అవసరాలు మనుషుల్ని మరింత ఉన్నతుల్ని చేస్తాయి. విజ్ఞాన కల్పతరువులో ఎన్నో శాఖోపశాఖలు, సార్వత్రిక విశ్వవిద్యాలయంలో కావలసిన అవకాశాలు. జ్ఞానార్జనలో స్త్రీ పురుషులిద్దరూ సమానులే. జీవితాంతం మానవులందరూ విద్యార్థులే. విద్య ఉత్తమ జీవన విధానానికి పునాది, ఉన్నత లక్ష్యాలకు చెరగని బాట. జీవితం ఒక కురుక్షేత్రమన్నది నిజం. అందుకే మనమందరం ఔదాం ఏకలవ్యులం.
Education at your doorstep. That was a program of learning for everyone. Brought to you by Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Open University. So listeners, it's bye till our next radio lesson.